This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome. Thanks for being here. My name is Bob Long. In this hour of the broadcast, we're scheduled to be joined by Alan Schaefer, the executive director of something called the Diesel Technology Forum. But we're having a little bit of a hard time getting a hold of Alan, but we'll continue to work on that. We're going to tell everybody about exactly what is the Diesel Technology Forum. I know that they were present at the New York Auto Show during media days as Mazda took the wraps off a diesel vehicle, a 2019 Mazda CX-5 signature diesel compact SUV. And this is the part that kind of surprises me because, you know, we talk so much about electric vehicles. We hear so much about electric vehicles in the news after the Volkswagen/Dieselgate problem with the Volkswagen Group tampering with their emissions and fuel economy on their diesel engines, and both Audis and BMWs and other, not BMWs, a different group, but the Volkswagen Group, anything within the Volkswagen Group of automobiles, and that's quite a number of different manufacturers besides the obvious Volkswagen and Audi, to name two. We've got Alan Schaefer to join us, so that's great. He is the executive director of the Diesel Technology Forum, and he joins us now live on the broadcast. Alan, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob, except for a little phone snafu tonight, so nice to be with you.
It's nice to be with you as well. Give us a little history lesson, a little background on the Diesel Technology Forum. How long has it been around? And tell us a little bit about the mission of the forum.
Sure. Well, the forum is going on its 20th year next year. It's hard to imagine, but back in 2000, a group of engine and vehicle manufacturers and fuel refiners and suppliers got together and said, you know what? We need a voice that goes out and talks about the benefits of diesel and how it's going to change and get so much better for the environment. And we need to find a way to do that that's not technical or scientific so much, but speaks with a voice that is heard by everybody. And so that's how we got started. And we deal with all diesel issues from passenger vehicles on up to the largest marine workboats and locomotives. So we have quite a portfolio of stuff, but I would say that, you know, one of the greatest excitement areas is the opportunity for light-duty diesel here in the U.S.
No question about it, and we have to remind folks that this is new diesel technology that we're talking about. This is clean diesel, and I know myself as an automotive journalist, and many of my fellow automotive journalists love diesel products. The new ones are just fantastic, gobs of torque, great fuel economy, none of the old bugaboos of the ill-fated diesels of the 70s and 80s, which were kind of retrofitted gas. Gasoline variants in American vehicles, and just generally how computer technology has moved diesel so far, Alan, and lots of folks who haven't been behind the wheel of a new diesel vehicle, they're going to be in for a very, very pleasant surprise.
Indeed they will. And today, here in the U.S., the consumer has just about 50 choices, and that counts everything from the sport utility vehicles on up to the heavy-duty pickup trucks and vans. So it's quite a portfolio of vehicles. And I think one of the things that is increasingly apparent to us is that, you know, we're not a one-size-fits-all country, and people have different desires for their personal transportation and driving. And when folks start to look at all the things that diesel has to offer, they get interested pretty quick, especially when you talk about the potential for towing, for long-range driving on a single tank without having to stop and refuel. And the power and the torque, the get-up-and-go, so to speak, of these advanced new technology diesels is really remarkable. So we think it's still a very good value proposition for some consumers, but probably not all. And I think the proof is in the pudding. Once folks have some experience with diesel and understand just how clean the technology is, they'll at least put it on their shopping list.
That's so true, Alan, and you're absolutely right. I mean, they should put it on their shopping list. Where electric vehicles get an awful lot of attention these days, and when you look at the actual number of diesel vehicles being sold in a year, it isn't anywhere near what folks would ask on the street how many electric vehicles are being sold. Most people would be shocked to find out that it's actually a very, very small number of vehicles when you look at the fact that, you know, Ford alone sells, you know, hundreds of thousands of F-150 pickup trucks in many different configurations, and when you look at the other truck manufacturers, whether it be General Motors or whether it be Ram or Toyota or Nissan with the Titan and many other other offerings, a lot of them are offering clean diesel, which is great. And the latest one to jump in was just introduced in New York, and I know you were there for the introduction of the Mazda. Tell us a little bit about this latest diesel offering in the Mazda CX-5 Signature Diesel.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say, and those that have been following it, you know, we could all agree on one thing, and that is that this has been a long time coming, that Mazda first made hints towards this jumping into the diesel market 5 years ago, I think it was, and their new SkyActiv suite of technologies really is extremely innovative in increasing the efficiency of internal combustion engines, and not just the diesel side, but also the gasoline. And Mazda's gasoline products are quite fuel efficient. I think last year Mazda was the manufacturer with the highest average fuel economy of its fleet of vehicles. So that's partly due to the fact they don't have a lot of large SUVs or pickup trucks in the fleet, but also because they have very efficient engine and driving technology. So I think there's a lot of anticipation about the diesel option, and, you know, folks started to think it was, wasn't really going to happen. And I had another automotive journalist that, bet me a drink back 4 or 5 years ago in New York that when it did happen, he would buy me a drink. So he still owes me one for that. they had a wonderful announcement. Jeff Guyton, the new president of Mazda North American Operations, introduced the CX-5, and of course that vehicle is already a very popular model. It's a compact sport utility vehicle, exactly the kind of vehicle that people are buying these days, just in general. So the vehicle footprint and configuration are just right, and then the diesel powertrain will be available starting in July in that vehicle. So I think they're looking at 29 combined and 31 highway in the EPA ratings. But I would say that, you know, for most people that have a diesel, you'll find that they always do better than the window sticker. So Mazda's announcement was a long time coming, but it was great to be there and see it's the real deal, the SkyActiv D. I think it's going to be a very successful entrant into the U.S. market. And the other thing we heard was, I think, a little bit of a surprise maybe, but there's also a note that there's going to be another diesel, that same engine, I would believe, coming in the Mazda 6 on an all-wheel drive version, possibly announced later this year.
That sounds really cool. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk more about the latest diesel product, the 2019 Mazda CX-5 Signature Diesel Compact SUV, and we'll talk more about the Diesel Technology Forum with Alan Schaefer. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Alan Schaefer is our very special guest. He's the executive director of the Diesel Technology Forum, and he's telling us about the forum and telling us about the latest vehicle to be offered with a diesel power plant, that being the 2019 Mazda CX-5 Signature Diesel Compact SUV. And Alan, as you pointed out, that this diesel takes advantage of Mazda's SkyActiv technology, which has done wonders for their gasoline-powered variants. So I only can imagine the combining of the SkyActiv technology technology with modern diesel technology is really going to hit a bunch of home runs.
Yeah, it absolutely is, and they truly are innovating in the science of how the engine burns fuel, and that's I think what the what's at the core of the Sky Active, and they use a very low compression ratio for the diesel, and that not only gives it great fuel efficiency, but it also enables the car to generate low fewer emissions, so there's less emissions to treat. So it's really quite an innovative kind of technology, and it runs across their suite of gasoline and diesel vehicles. So, and you know, one of the things that people have been saying is, well, you know, the difference between the gas model and the diesel CX-5 really is not that big. So why would I choose a diesel? And, you know, I think everybody has to look at that question on their own, and a lot of people will choose a diesel because they like that technology, and they're willing to bet that they'll get better than the window sticker says, and they'll be able to do more with their vehicle. Maybe they have another diesel vehicle in the family and just like to have one kind of fuel or technology. So I think it'll have a great interest from consumers when it comes out this time. I did want to share just one interesting data point, because people often think, you know, after the Volkswagen scandals, that diesel car sales and vehicle sales just went away. And actually, they were down in both 2016 and 2017. But last year, diesel sales were up by 50,000 units. And we, if you look at the whole market of diesel consumer vehicles, the share at just over 3% exceeds that of all the plug-in electric vehicles and hybrid vehicles, which came in at about 2%. So the diesels actually outsold the battery plug-in electric hybrids for last year. So about 50,000 more diesel vehicles sold in 2018 than the previous year. And most of those are going to be in the SUV and pickup truck space. So just, you know, as folks think about, well, you know, is diesel an option that's growing? Yes, it is. And it's one that we'll be seeing, I think, some more choices in the coming years.
I'm glad to hear that, Alan, and thank you for that information, because it is true. I mean, we hear so much about electric vehicles and hybrid technology vehicles, but we don't hear enough about diesel. And I know any time that I've had the opportunity to test drive a diesel vehicle, whether it be a car or a light-duty pickup truck, I'm always pleasantly surprised. And speaking of the light-duty pickup trucks, I know the folks at FCA, Fiat Chrysler Automobile, have introduced a diesel power plant, not only in their Ram pickups, but also we're going to see it in Jeeps, and we're also going to see it in perhaps some other offerings in the not-too-distant future.
That's right. And, you know, FCA and the Jeep brand have had great success with diesel, and FCA and the Grand Cherokee and their Ram 1500 Eco Diesel really set the pace for that full-size pickup truck. And now this year, you see both General Motors and Ford in that race. And, you know, whenever folks like to, you know, question about whether diesel has a future or not, I said, well, you know, what are the top three selling vehicles in the U.S. for just about forever? Well, you know, it's those three full-size pickup trucks, the F-150, the Silverado, Chevy Silverado, and the Ram 1500. And lo and behold, this year, all of those will have a diesel option for consumers. So I think that says a lot about what manufacturers think about the diesel option, and see it as good fit for their lineup and for their consumers, to bring more fuel economy for those larger footprint vehicles, because, you know, frankly, they're the ones that need the most help. They're not as good on efficiency as smaller vehicles, obviously. So if you have a chance to put a more fuel-efficient power plant in there, you know, by all means, that's going to be an advantage. So that's kind of another indication that we've got, you know, a bigger interest in diesel that might make the news every day.
And the amount of torque that these new diesels put out in some of these pickup trucks is just mind-boggling when you hear about 1,000-plus pound-feet of torque, Alan. I mean, that's the stuff that dreams were made of years ago.
it's definitely the get up and go. And for those that, particularly those that are towing things on a regular basis, you know, let's say you've got a camper or a bass fishing boat or, you're just hauling stuff to the landfill every couple weeks or what have you, and, you load up a decent-sized trailer, you want a vehicle that's going to be able to do that. And, some of these, if you're taking a long driving vacation, you want that power and performance, whether it's in the city or, taking up a 3 or 4% grade up over the mountains. So that's something that the diesel can do and, it does every day. So that's one of really the great aspects of the technology. And the fuel is available everywhere. About two-thirds of all stations have at least one pump nationwide today. So no problem finding diesel fuel, that's for sure.
That's absolutely correct. Let's talk a little bit about Europe. Historically, Europe has been a very strong diesel marketplace. How has it done in the last few years, and where do you see the future of diesel in Europe?
Well, I guess the best way to describe it in Europe is that it's complicated. Just in the most simple terms, I think if you look back in the last 10 or 15 years, the Europeans made a decision to incentivize fuel efficiency and low carbon dioxide emissions, low CO2. And they did that by impacting their fuel tax policy to favor diesel. So diesel vehicles, the fuel was taxed at about $1 US $10 less per gallon than gasoline. And so the technology over there, the diesel, became widely popular just on that economic basis alone. Then the manufacturers really started to make it a great driving vehicle. And, of course, in some countries like France, in the last few years, diesel was at its peak, which was there, 70% of all new car purchases had a diesel engine. And in all of Western Europe, the average was right around 50%. And so after the Volkswagen Dieselgate scandal, we've seen a lot of reaction to that, both by governments and by manufacturers. And, it's been challenging. So I think, folks are expecting that market to shrink further, but it's going to settle out probably around 30% or so. Still have a very strong standing. And, Europe is looking at other alternatives as well. So we'll see how that shakes out. But a lot of their electricity comes from coal. So, it's not necessarily feeling better for the climate that way. So we'll see.
Hang
with
us.
Still available.
Hang with us, Alan. We'll pick up more on the...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said during a press conference on Sunday that bars and restaurants that allow large crowds will lose their liquor licenses.
This is a time in history we've never seen before. You violate the law, you can lose your license. And you will. We're not kidding around about this.
Protesters in Seattle have taken over a 7-block area near the police department's East Precinct. Seattle Police Officers Guild President Michael Sloan told Fox News the city is now close to becoming a lawless state.
This could metastasize across the country. It's quite clear that City of Seattle elected officials are lacking the political will to enforce the rule of law. And this is the closest I've seen since being a 20-year professional of public safety service of our country to becoming a lawless state.
This is USA Radio News. Protesters in Seattle have taken over a 7-block area near the police department's East Precinct. Seattle Police Officers Guild President Michael Sloan told Fox News that non-protesting residents are feeling threatened.
What happens to the reasonable community in Seattle, in particular the business owners that surround that area or the residents? And we're already seeing reports come out of those residents saying they're not even allowed to have a vote or a say, and they're feeling threatened. So this is a very deeply troubling situation in terms of public safety.
Republican Senator James Lankford from Oklahoma said on ABC's This Week that there should be a national ban on chokeholds, the restraint police used when George Floyd was killed in Minneapolis.
Absolutely, we should have that. That is one of the things that we should have engaged in a long time ago. Many departments around the country have already banned chokeholds, and I think a lot of other departments are increasing that now. Some departments just didn't train for chokeholds and told their officers they can only do what they've been trained for.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there? I'm telling you.
Alan Schaefer is the executive director of the Diesel Technology Forum. We're talking about diesels here in 2019-2020 and the introduction of a brand new Mazda offering at the New York International Auto Show. And Alan was just giving us a real good look at Europe, which traditionally has been one of the real strong places for diesel manufacturers. It's a shame there's no other way to say it, that the Volkswagen Group had this incident called Dieselgate, because so many of those vehicles were great vehicles, and I even have a gentleman who's a semi-regular contributor here to the show in the motorsport side of the fence, and he specializes in diesel racing, which is very much alive and well, Alan, so there's a lot of people who appreciate this new diesel technology.
Well, there is, and, you know, nothing, as I like to tell people, that really there's nothing about the technology so much that is the issue. I think it's the interpretation of government regulations and really the reaction now of society to a range of different pressures. And I think that, you know, it's putting us in kind of a funky spot because, you know, we want to maintain consumer choice because, you know, not everybody lives in the city and is suited to drive an electric car. Maybe now and maybe never. So I think we need to respect the idea that everybody has to pick the personal transportation choice that's best for them. And Europe is going through that, this same thing right now. And, you know, it sort of feels like we have one foot in the energy abundance world of petroleum products and one foot in the future of sort of non-petroleum based energy. But, you know, we have to balance kind of the demand for these kinds of technologies and fuels and let the market decide, let the consumers decide which is best for them. And you're still seeing a lot of interest in diesel in Europe and still here in the U.S. There are definitely some niche
markets and folks that really like their diesels. I know General Motors and Chevrolet have a huge following for their Equinox and Chevrolet Cruze, small diesel engine, and the GMC Terrain or some other great offerings. The Mazda will be competing with those. But you know, we're pretty confident that this is a technology that's been around over 120 years, and it's going to continue to endure. And when you look at what manufacturers are doing to make diesel even cleaner and more efficient, they're continuing to invest in it. And like I said at the earlier, when you see diesel options coming in the big three manufacturers' full-size pickup trucks, that's the real American market. And so it's going to be really interesting to see the level of success of the diesel power plant in those vehicles. I think that'll be a strong signal about the future.
That's very well said, Alan. There's no doubt about it that when you look at it from a global perspective, when you look at the hard numbers, diesels are very much an integral part of our present and our future as well, as far as I'm concerned. As you said, electric vehicles are great, but they're not for everybody. And just the charging problem with so many people, I mean, in very many circumstances, the electric powered vehicles are great in city driving, but it's in the city that it's the most difficult place to get charging stations set up, because there's already in place parking complexes that don't have built-in charging stations, and we're years and years away from having the kind of infrastructure that we would need to sustain a huge electric force. And even in suburbia, I live in suburbia, and even though people have one and two car garages, even three car garages, it's amazing the number of people who don't actually use their garage for their vehicle. They keep their vehicle outside, and they've got their garage filled with all kinds of other stuff. So I can't tell you the number of cars on my street. Probably 90% are parked in driveways or on the street. And if you live in a condo or if you live in an apartment, you don't have that capability of having a garage with a dedicated charger. So there are some hurdles that we have to get over if indeed electric is going to be the choice of the mainstream in the future. But I think we're going to continue to see the diverse mixture that we're seeing today. And why shouldn't we look at how far diesels have come? Look how far they've come in emissions. I mean, you can speak to that a little bit. I mean, the emissions output of a modern diesel versus diesels of 5 years ago or 10 years ago, let alone 20 years ago, is just a country mile difference.
It's really amazing, and I've sort of watched the trajectory of getting diesel clean. And that's really, you know, what I was starting to say earlier about Europe. I think, you know, Europe popularized diesel before they had a chance to make it clean. And here in the U.S., we did the opposite. We made it very clean from an emissions perspective first, and then tried to popularize it. And then some of these emissions problems with manufacturers like Volkswagen arose, and that, I think, derailed that effort a little bit. But, you know, we're still on track for continued popularity of diesel and larger vehicles, especially here in the U.S. But every diesel out there today has really an advanced clean air chemistry system there that makes the engine burn super clean. The diesel is the most energy efficient internal combustion engine. It's about 10% more fuel efficient than gasoline on a fuel, we're just comparing the fuel gallon by gallon basis. And then when you burn that fuel in the engine, the diesel picks up another 10 to 12% in efficiency advantage, less heat wasted than a gasoline engine. So the diesel advantage, depending on the models you're looking at, you know, an apples to apples comparison is, you know, 20 to 35% or so diesel more fuel efficient than gasoline. And one of the ways manufacturers have been able to maintain that advantage, even while making diesel cleaner, is the use of these selective catalytic reduction systems. So it's a fancy word for some emissions catalysts and particulate filters that scrub out all the bad stuff in the exhaust down to near zero level. And it's a requirement both in EPA in California and in Europe as well now with the Euro 6 standards coming in this year. So these have to be very clean, and they have to maintain that level of clean for about 135,000 miles. So they use a diesel exhaust fluid, this it's a 32% aqueous urea that is added into a separate tank, and as the vehicle goes down the road, depending on the load and demands on the engine, this diesel exhaust fluid is sprayed inside the emissions control, sort of the, where the muffler would be, kind of, you can think of, into a reaction chamber, and that causes the exhaust to be treated and come out the other end being very clean. So it's a fancy system, really, and it's worked quite well. It's used on Class 8, the big tractor trailers, all the way down to every passenger vehicle in the U.S., so it's quite an accomplishment. And the good thing about that system is it allows the manufacturer to tune the engine for maximum fuel efficiency and let that treat the emissions more. So it's worked out quite well, and that fluid is available nationwide. You can buy it at Walmart, gas stations, anywhere you want. My car has it, and my last four or five cars have had it. So it usually has to be refilled once during the every oil change, about that time. In mileage, 10,000 miles or so. So the engines are very efficient, very sophisticated, very clean emissions, and I hope folks get the chance to give them a try alongside some of these other technologies.
Got a question here from Peter in New Hampshire. When we come back on the other side, we'll have you answer. He wants to know about Ford products. Are there any Ford products that offer diesel-powered vehicles? And what about the upcoming Bronco and Ranger? If you have a question, we'll add yours to the mix as well at 855-660-4261 or Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. This is Auto World. Don't go away. Alan and I will be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart a birth certificate, and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
My pappy said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the
Ford? Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here today on Auto World. We're talking about diesel technology, and learning a whole lot from the executive director of the Diesel Technology Forum, Alan, and Alan Schaefer's been our very special guest here in this hour of the program, and we got a question from a listener in New Hampshire who Alan wants to know about Ford's participation in diesel technology in 2019-2020. Wants to know if there are any plans to put diesel power plants in the upcoming Ranger or Bronco, and wants to know what Ford currently offers.
Sure. Well, let's see. There's a couple choices today from Ford, and we'll start with the biggest, and that's the F-250 and some of the larger pickup trucks, full-size pickup trucks, the Ford Powerstroke, the 6.7-liter diesel engine has been available and really been the power plant of choice for some of those larger pickup trucks for some time. There's also a diesel option available in the Ford Transit van, which has been very popular for not just commercial use, but a lot of folks that have larger families or bigger hauling needs find that to be a fun vehicle as well. And then most notably, I think available starting in May, which is right around the corner, is the Ford 3-liter in the F-150 series of pickup trucks. So right now there are three vehicles with the diesel engine options from Ford. Now you mentioned the Ranger and whether or not there might be a diesel engine option in that. I can't say that I've heard anything firm on that. I think I've seen some rumors maybe about it, but my guess would be that, you know, Ford is going to be testing the market, see how the F-150 does, and maybe make future calls on the additional choices from there. But certainly plenty of choices available for today.
Alan Schaefer is our very special guest, executive director of the Diesel Technology Forum, and he's telling us about the more than 50 vehicles that are presently available here in North America for consumers that are diesel powered. And I can't overemphasize it enough. If you're curious about these modern diesels, the best thing that you can do is drive one, because as Alan has pointed out, the instant on-demand and torque and power is really remarkable, the way turbocharging technology has evolved in recent years. We're seeing tiny power plants putting out some pretty big numbers due to the great computing technology that we have today and all the other magic that the engineers are doing. And the other thing that Alan has pointed out during his conversation here on the show is the range. I mean, it's not unusual for a diesel, let's say diesel pickup truck, to have, you know, a 500 or 600 mile range. And the same is true for cars as well. So if you like to go a long distance without having to stop for filling up traditional gasoline or doing a hybrid charge along the way, diesel is the way to go, because it's true. I mean, no one can really beat the diesel when it comes to being able to go for a long while without having to put fuel in it.
Indeed, and the other thing I would just point out on the efficiency side of the diesel, and you know, we talk about fuel availability for regular diesel, and we find a lot of folks are interested in using advanced renewable biofuels in their diesel engines, and most of the diesel manufacturers today allow consumers to use anywhere from a 5% blend of biodiesel fuel up to a 20% blend, particularly in some of those larger pickup trucks, B20 as it's known. So that's 20% biodiesel and 80% regular petroleum diesel. And so you can buy that at a good number of filling stations around the country. There's more of them concentrated in the Midwest, but our website and some other websites have fuel locators on there where you can find the nearest biofuel station as well. And I think, you know, when people think about different shades of green, let's call it, you know, everybody thinks of electricity as being, you know, one of the most green kind of technology. Well, you know, the diesel engine is the most energy efficient internal combustion engine we have. And if you start using some advanced renewable biodiesel fuels in there that are of high quality, that lowers your carbon footprint by anywhere from, you know, 20 to 40%, depending on the blends that you're using in the vehicle that they're using them in. So, you know, you can do more for the environment with a diesel by choosing to fill up with renewable biodiesel fuel as well. And that's a point that's often left out as people think about their vehicle choice.
That's a really good point. Alan, remind our listeners a little bit more about what can be found at the Diesel Technology Forum. What kind of information do you provide for consumers?
Sure. Well, we're an educational organization, so you visit our website at www.dieselforum.org, and you'll find all kinds of information about the technology and different applications. But we have a special segment called Diesel Driver, and there you'll find a comprehensive listing of all the currently available and coming soon models of diesel vehicles available for consumers in the U.S. So we've got a comprehensive listing there, a little bit of data and specs comparing those vehicles and their gasoline counterparts for all the currently available and coming soon kind of vehicles. So check out that website and you'll find all that information. We also have diesel fuel locator there, and we have state-by-state fact-based information. So if you're in Minnesota, if you're in Georgia, wherever you are, you can find out how many biodiesel stations are available there, what ranking your state has for diesel car registration. So some fun information there as well.
Well, that's neat. So you can actually go in and see what the percentage of ownership is in your particular state. That's really cool.
Yep, we can tell you the top 10 states, and, you know, they're ones you might expect. California, Texas, Florida, on a percentage basis because they have large vehicle fleets. But there's a heavy concentration of diesel vehicles west of the Mississippi. Let me just say that.
Well, Alan, it's been a real pleasure having you on board here, and I want to thank you very much for telling us all about the latest product, that being the new Mazda SkyActiv diesel, and look forward to getting you back on the program in the not-too-distant future for further updates.
Hey, Bob, it's been great being with you, and appreciate the chance to do it, and look forward to that next chance to chat again soon.
All right. Thank you, Alan. There he is, Alan Schaefer, the executive director of the Diesel Technology Forum. Check it out. They're doing some good work there, and I would encourage you to check out their website. I want to say a quick hello to a gentleman in South Carolina who called me on a point that was made a couple of weeks here on the show that I made. We had Mark Evans on as a guest, and I was talking about an incident that had happened in South Carolina involving an Uber vehicle or a Lyft vehicle in which someone was killed. But the gentleman in South Carolina straightened me out. It was not actually an Uber or a Lyft driver. It was just a random guy who was pretending to be one of those drivers and was trolling around, and unfortunately a young lady got in his car. So be careful out there. That's the bottom line. And also want to remind you folks about, we've got some great information from Dan Watson available at his website, thelubepage.com. And also you can just go on to YouTube and put in Dan Watson or put in the Lube page, and you'll be able to check out a bunch of his videos. And he's done many, many dozens over the years, and what a knowledgeable guy he is. July 22nd, again, is the day that we're going to get the word on the Corvette, the 8th generation Corvette. It has officially been posted by Mark Royce, the president of General Motors, a great car guy, great friend, personal friend, friend of the show here, and he actually put up a rather camouflaged picture of what we're going to see with the 8th generation Corvette. And again, it will be mid-engine. It will be most likely a V8. I predict it will probably be the same V8 that we see in the present C7 generation, just a little bit more powerful. But beyond that, the sky's the limit, because when it comes to horsepower in mid-engine cars, it is not unusual to go up to 1,000. So stay tuned for that. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.